It's Wednesday, September 16th. I'm Mo Kelly in for Oscar Ramirez for the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles. And this is Reopening America. As the AstraZeneca trials for the COVID-19 vaccine hit a snag, the debate resumes as to whether the guardrails and safety protocols worked as intended, or it's proof that we're moving too fast in a quest to return to normalcy prior to the pandemic. Liz Szabo, senior correspondent at Kaiser Health News, will update us on the status of the trials and what any setback may mean. Joining us now is Liz Szabo, senior correspondent at Kaiser Health News. Thank you for coming on today, Liz.
Thanks for having me.
The National Institutes of Health has launched an investigation into the case of a patient who suffered spinal cord damage after joining AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine trial. Depending on what I read, it's either proof that the testing process is working as designed or that it is evidence of moving too fast and putting the general public at risk. Sort this out for me if you can.
I'd say this is the first example. I'd say this is the process working. There are actually several variety of safety valves that are built into the clinical trial process. So this is one in which a potential side effect was picked up. And we don't know yet if this side effect, which is supposed to be a spinal problem, if that really was related to the vaccine or not. That's why the NIH and others are investigating.
What I'm seeing more and more is a comparison going back to H1N1 and the vaccine, which was developed and implemented very early in the Obama administration. Politics aside, is there any legitimate comparison as to the vaccine trials of H1N1 back in 2009 and COVID-19 today?
The process of getting a vaccine will be longer for COVID because with H1N1, scientists already had a flu shot, and all they needed to do was to substitute the H1N1 flu sequence for other flu sequences that we've used in the past. So scientists were familiar with the vaccine. They knew how that sort of vaccine worked. The big delay was that the flu vaccine is grown in chicken eggs. It's a bird virus, so it's grown in chicken eggs, and that takes some time. So there was a little bit of a delay, some manufacturing delays with the H1N1 vaccine. This is very different because this coronavirus is very new. We've never licensed a vaccine against a coronavirus before. And the technologies that companies are using to create this vaccine are also new. And most of them have never been used to make a vaccine before.
Big picture, can you describe the process as far as where we are in the progression as far as phase three trials? I keep hearing phase three. What does that mean for the layperson?
Any drug that's going to be used in humans goes through a set period of study and a set sequence of trials. So first, they'll maybe test it in a cell in a petri dish, in a lab dish. They might test it on mice. For this kind of vaccine, it's being tested in primates. Then the first type of trial is a phase one trial, and that's just to try to set the correct dose of the vaccine or drug and to find out any early signs about safety. These are small trials, just a few dozen people. Because these are first in human studies, they keep them small to make sure that no one's hurt. Then we go to a phase two trial. Their doctors are looking also for safety and some early signs of efficacy. And the big, really definitive study is the phase three trial. And for a vaccine, these are being given in the United States to 30,000 people for each trial. So there are two trials that are ongoing right now in the United States, one from Pfizer and one from Moderna. They both are going to enroll at least 30,000 people. In fact, Pfizer just announced a couple days ago, they're upping that to 44,000 people. And the reason that those trials need to be so big is they want to look for rare side effects. They might be able to find out earlier if the vaccine is effective with fewer people, but sometimes there are rare side effects. And this spinal problem that a patient apparently had with the AstraZeneca drug, it's called transverse myelitis, that's really, really rare. So you're not going to see really rare but serious side effects until you test them in huge numbers of people. So right now we've got two trials that are in phase three. They're ongoing. The AstraZeneca trial had just started. That was also supposed to be a 30,000 person trial, but that's been paused because of this potential side effect.
At the end of it all, best case scenario, at least in terms of the AstraZeneca proposed vaccine, would it be an annual shot like we get the flu shot, or is it something which we may take one time and we're done, like maybe the chickenpox virus?
That's a great question. And in some ways, this is going to resemble the childhood vaccinations. If anyone out there has kids, you know that they don't just get one shot. They'll get a series, like measles shots, you'll get two.
Like the MMR?
Yeah, that's right. You'll get one when the child's around maybe a year or 18 months, and then they get another one before they enter school. So with this one, people don't yet know how many shots we're going to need. Now, the first two vaccines that are closest to making it to approval right now in the U.S., the Pfizer shot and also the Moderna shot, those right now are two-dose vaccines. So you get your first dose, which primes your immune system. It sort of readies the immune system and prepares it. And then with the Moderna shot, you get your second shot 4 weeks later. And that really sets off the immune system to be ready to prepare for this virus and ready to respond. With the Pfizer, it's slightly different. It's two shots 3 weeks apart. But one thing people should know is that, let's say you get your first shot 4 weeks later, you get a second shot. It takes your immune system a good 2 weeks to develop those antibodies. So from the day you get your first inoculation until you may be protected would be 6 weeks. We don't know yet if we're going to need annual boosters like with the flu shot or even a booster sooner than that. We just don't know, but that's a really important question.
She is Liz Szabo, senior correspondent at Kaiser Health News. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Mo Kelly in for Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for the day's big news stories, you can check out the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.